And today's tech feature, I will be interviewing Felix Spies. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Good, thanks.
So, Felix Spies is from a Split Second Science Education Foundation. This foundation started in 2018 by Felix, who is a passionate creative scientist and educator. He started the foundation during the honors study, and he saw the evidence that the quality of South Africa's STEM education is decreasing. This program creates an impact on learners and derives a passion for science while also uplifting the greater community by keeping learners off the streets and in the class. Welcome to the show, and how are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Can you please tell us more about yourself?
Sure. As I'm sitting, I've got a bit of deja vu. I was a radio presenter myself back in the day. So having everything around me is a good feeling. But otherwise, that I'm doing good. I grew up in Mpumalanga in Sabi. I was sent here for high school. And I've been in the Western Cape ever since. And yeah, it's been keeping me out of trouble and keeping me busy.
Before getting into Split Second Science, what is STEM and STEM education?
So STEM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Maths. And so it's just a field that people use when talking about that type of education. And there are various variants thereof. So you get STEAM education, where you've got an A, so they've included arts. So science, tech, engineering, arts, maths. Then you get iSTEM, which is innovation in STEM. You can get STEM 2D, which is design and manufacturing included. So it's just broadly speaking, it's a very broad field of education, focusing on careers within that whole sphere of work as well.
Oh, because I've been wondering for so long about STEM. I didn't also take the time to research it, because one day when I go up, I want to specialize in IT. So I'm probably going to study STEM.
Yeah, it's 100%. So that would basically fall under software engineering, for example. So it would be under the engineering, but this, it's so broad beyond that. But that's the general field of engineering. Yeah.
Okay, can you tell us more about the Split Second Science Education Foundation and what it does?
Sure. So as mentioned in the intro, in 2018, I saw that a lot of schools and learners needed STEM engagements. So they needed to do science experiments, get hands-on with robotics, and just be given opportunities. And so beyond that, then I started looking at how can I make that possible. And through various mechanisms, by creating a nonprofit organization and connecting that to a PTY company, I was able to generate the funds needed to deploy. And then we started working mostly in rural schools. Much further than from the city of Cape Town, for example. So we work in an area in Hotazel in the Northern Cape called Dibeng. We've got 6 rural robotics academies at this point in time that we've just doubled in size. And then we do various other things focused on rural schools because they struggle to access opportunities because of the distances. Where in Cape Town, for example, you're 5 minutes from something, those learners have to drive an hour just to get to a town, never mind anything else. So it's just the access to opportunities that we then we work towards.
Why do you think it is important to encourage more young South Africans to follow a career in science?
I think it's necessary for us as an economy and as a country. I think a lot of learners, when they start with their high school education, they perceive maths as very difficult or technology as a cell phone, but there's so much that goes into your cell phone from so many various people. And South Africa has got a very rich history of technology advancement. So, for example, did you know South Africa invented the creepy crawly that cleans your pool? That's a South African that invented it. It's now worldwide. The ATM where you draw money, that was a South African as well.
Really?
So South Africans have got a rich history of inventing things, and we've got a great culture of innovation. And so I think it's very important for our youth to realize that they need to do it themselves, they need to empower themselves, and thereby they'll be able to contribute to the country.
What you do is also important because not a lot of people or children, they find being an IT specialist or doing technology as a career, they usually just go for policemen, firefighters, which are important. But also, if you think about it, you will need the technology for those jobs. Mm-hmm. So a lot of children also need to consider doing it.
Yeah, 100%.
How has your foundation received so far?
Well, we've been received very well. We've had some really good progress. I mean, 2 weeks ago I was in the Northern Cape and we were working with the school. So far I think we've had no complaints. Our complaints box is empty. And we enjoy what we do. So happy to do it.
What are your future goals as a foundation?
So the future goals for the foundation is actually we're starting a program here in the Western Cape, a robotics program. So that's a direct future program that we're starting. And then eventually the hope is to go national, to have a footprint throughout South Africa, and then to start connecting the various schools and projects to each other to allow that platform for engagement.
What effect has COVID-19 had on your foundation?
It's been quite an interesting joyride. I still remember the day that President Ramaphosa actually announced the lockdown. So previous to this, the foundation was based on a high-touch, high-engagement economy, meaning that all the learners would sit around one table and experience something or be in a classroom. But obviously with COVID, that wasn't able. So we've largely moved online, but right now we have moved back on-site, and we're able to engage robotics and STEM and all the rest online, but we've now been able to pivot and iterate on how we do that and to make sure we do it safely. We will see what President Ramaphosa says later this weekend with regards to if we can still keep doing that.
What message do you have for children who want to study one of the STEM subjects?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing that we see in South Africans and the youth is everyone's asking for opportunities. They just want a free handout. But you need to go work for it. You need to go look for it. You need to stick your hand up. So you can't just expect everything to be given to you in life. Doesn't matter who and where you are from. We work with kids that don't eat one meal a day to kids that get 5 meals a day. So everyone's got a sense of entitlement. And we work on a policy that don't stick your hand out, stick your hand up. And as soon as you start noticing yourself, and then others will notice you. So as soon as you start doing that, then you'll get bursary opportunities. Then people will see you. Then opportunities will come your way. And it's one of the things that we also go by, if not us, who, if not when. And so you need to do it yourself. No one's going to do it for you. So that's basically what the youth need to go do, is go do it yourself.
So also one other thing, where do you guys have your own school somewhere? Yeah.
No, we don't have a school as such. So at this point in time, we work with schools. So if a school wants to get in contact with us, and then we start working with the school and deploy various ways to get resources in the school. But no, we're not a brick and mortar situation at all, no.
So is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, not really. It was quite a shock when Wayne gave me a call on Thursday. I really enjoyed it, and I actually spoke to your station manager as well, and hopefully we can keep a relationship going and see how we can actually educate the learners and the kids from not only Red Cross but Cape Town as a whole.
Thank you for the interview.
Only a pleasure. Thank you for having me.